Now, whether you can affect that or not, I guess you can debate that. But I think that until these recent studies, the MA-17 study, et cetera, I don't think there was the awareness of the quantitative risk in these years.
I think the MA-17 was a seminal study. I think a lot of people were thinking if you got to 5 years, that was it. You were home and dry. But what the MA-17 reminded us of is there are more events after 5 years, from 5 to 15 years, than in the first 5 years in these ER-positive patients. And what we were able to see in that MA-17 study is by prolonging endocrine therapy in those high-risk women, you actually improve their survival. I think the MA-17 was a seminal study in that it re-educated us about something we'd forgotten, that in the ER-positive population, there are more events from 5 to 15 years than in the first 5 years. And I think now everybody's much more aware of that, and they realize that the risk is almost lifelong. And one of the things that fascinates me, because I'm interested in follow-up, is if you look at the rate of contralateral breast cancer or the rate of second primaries in a treated breast, it continues at the same rate almost forever for the rest of the patient's life. And so you just wonder if at the end of the day, from endocrine therapy, if we're going to be looking at lifelong treatment for some of these women, because just to reduce the number of patients who get other new breast cancers.
And I think this is one area where we saw an interesting divergence in the study, in that when you look at general surgeons in practice, you see that a substantial number of surgeons in practice think that the patient's really only at risk for, you know, up to about 5 years. Almost half the surgeons respond to that. So I think maybe those numbers aren't, you know, need to maybe get out a little bit more.
That's right. I think it did demonstrate that the clinical investigators, I think probably because of their better knowledge of the MA-17 results, were aware that there is risk over a prolonged period, whereas the general surgeons, about 41%, thought that there was substantial risk of recurrence only in the first 5 years. Sadly, that's not true. These women are at increased risk. And again, that's an area where, with the general surgeons, there still needs to be a little bit of education.
Yeah, really, I remember when the MA-17 data, there was a press conference when they first presented, and I remember thinking, okay, well, yeah, I guess this is practically important, but I don't know, it just didn't really hit me that it was that big a deal. And then over the next couple of years, the more I thought about it, the more I heard people talking about it, I realized how critical that study was. I mean, it changed our whole view of breast cancer, I think.
I think it did, and I'm exactly the same as you. I thought it was kind of interesting at first, but it's only as we got more follow-up data, and what impressed me is, you know, by the time you go to 4 to 5 years, you've reduced events by about 80%. So it's almost got better the longer you give it. And yeah, I think it has been one of these studies that has changed our thinking about breast cancer. The other thing is, nowadays, you know, we're so much better with our local regional treatments, with our initial systemic therapy, that we're getting more patients out to 5, 10, 15 years. So it's becoming even more important now, having done so well initially in these women, to keep them alive and keep them disease-free. So I think we are going to be looking at probably lifelong treatment.